This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. I'm really looking forward to diving into this topic with you today. I want to have a transparent conversation with you about what it takes to have a successful business and how to have the emotional resilience to keep going, even when you feel like shit's hitting the fan, nothing's working, and you just feel completely dysregulated, discombobulated, and you're freaking the fuck out. Which, if you're an entrepreneur listening to this, you can probably relate to some flavors of what I just shared. So one of the things that I haven't talked about in a really long time, but this has been something that has been on my mind, up my alley, and was actually one of the very first things that I learned in terms of mindset and also just understanding human behavior. And what I want to talk about today is the concept of creating stories and what it means to make things personal when they're not personal, and why it's really important that we take radical responsibility for ourselves. So I learned about this concept from Landmark Worldwide. I've talked about them a couple times on my podcast channel, but they're really about personal development and personal growth. And that was one of the first things that I ever learned when I did the Landmark Forum 10 years ago. And so what it means to make things personal, and I want you to imagine this diagram in your mind, okay? So there's a circle on the left. It says what happened. There's a circle on the right that says what you make it mean. And in the middle, there's a little circle that covers both circles. So you have this Venn diagram that says the vicious cycle. And one of the things that I've caught myself doing, that I see others doing in business, is we are operating in the realm of the vicious cycle. So things happen, we make it mean something, and then we have this story that just keep perpetuating a disempowering context. And that is what has us self-sabotage, procrastinate, give up, quit, have a lot of feelings about our business, and it just stunts our ability to grow and make an impact. And so if you're listening to me, you're like, okay, I get it, or maybe you're listening to me and you're like, I'm not sure if I get this yet, I'm going to paint a more clear picture. I want you to imagine that you launch something, you launch a paid program, you do a masterclass launch, you share on your social media, you send emails, you go live on Instagram, you do all the fucking things. That is what happened. What also happened is maybe you didn't get as many people sign up as you wanted to. Not as many people showed up to the live, not that many people clicked in your emails, whatever it is. That is what happened. What we make it mean are things like, fuck the algorithm. People are not interested in what I have to say. I must be doing something wrong. I'm not an energetic match to call in my clients. I must have not worked hard enough. Maybe I should have done the launch longer. Notice how there's a difference. There's what happened. Then there's what we make it mean. And when we get caught up in the meaning that we give things, we're in the vicious cycle. So then what happens is these become not just stories, but they become our beliefs. And then suddenly it's like, well, I'm not going to do live streams anymore. I'm only going to do recorded. And oh, I don't want to do launches, so I'm just going to do evergreen. And you start making these decisions because there's this fear of failure, of looking bad, of being rejected. And we're not actually taking responsibility for what it is that we created, which was a disempowering context. And so the thing is that when you claim something, when you can look and be like, I did X, this is Y, this is what I made it mean, and you look at the Y and you think, I'm going to take responsibility for this and I'm going to decide that this isn't the truth, that is when you clear the slate. And you're only dealing with what happened so you can create whatever the fuck it is you want to create. And you can tell a different story. Because the fact of the matter is, and this is something that I learned when I did the Landmark Forum, is that everything is empty and meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. If you launch something, nobody signs up, somebody ghosts you and they don't answer your message, it actually doesn't mean anything. You can decide what it means. If somebody ghosts me, somebody might say, oh my God, that person's so rude. They're disrespecting your time. For me, I might think, well, I don't know. What if somebody in their life ended up in the hospital over the weekend? That's why they missed our call on Monday. Like, you can make it mean whatever the fuck it is you want to make it mean. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you, and the reason why I'm telling you that this is an incredible tool for being successful in business, is that if you can continue to take action and to stop making it personal and to stop adding these stories, or when you do add these stories, you take responsibility for it, it's gonna clear the path in front of you so that you can continue to take action even if you, quote, don't have the results that you think you should have. Because your focus is on refinement, your focus is on being of service to others, and your focus is not around other people making you feel better about yourself or achieving certain milestones so that you can think you're successful and so on. You're becoming connected and obsessed in a healthy way of nurturing the process of what it means to grow a business. And this is 100% the reason why entrepreneurs create the success that they desire, is because they are radically experienced with taking responsibility for their experience. They've done it over and over again. And here's the thing, when these things happen, let's say you're working with clients, they default, somebody decides to leave your program, somebody fires you, all these things can happen. And the thing is that you can make it mean whatever the fuck it is you want to make it mean, but if you decide that it happened, it is what it is, I'm moving forward, then you're not spending energy on things that are unimportant or things that drain you, and you can stay focused on your mission and what you're actually committed to doing through your business. And this is it. This is the simplicity of what it means to take responsibility for our own experience, for our own interpretation of what is happening in our business, what is not happening in our business, how we compare ourselves to other people. It's a very powerful tool that you can use. And it's very much rooted in your mindset, but it really does have to tie into who you're being. Because in those moments, when you're looking at the stories that you create, the interpretations that you have, how you decided that it was personal when it wasn't, when you look at this and you take responsibility for it, you get to decide, I am a leader. I am unfuckwithable. I am fierce. I am unapologetic. I am going to show up for myself and others. My past does not define me. I'm here to fulfill a mission. You get to decide your story. And so I hope that this lands for you and it resonates with you, because you can use this in business. You can use this with parenting. You can use this in relationships. You can use this in the corporate environment, with colleagues, with partners, with friends. You can use this in any situation, and it helps you deal with things on a level that keeps you in check and connected to what you're here to do. And so I'm going to share a story with you, because this is the situation where I could have made it mean a lot of different things and I didn't. I took responsibility for it and I moved through it, and it doesn't own me anymore. So a couple months ago, I did a podcast interview on a gal's channel, and she had never heard about the Gene Keys, never talked about the Gene Keys. And so we're in the interview, I'm answering questions, I'm saying the things, and it's not landing. Like, it's too much information, it's not landing. And it created this really crunchy experience in the middle of our conversation, because the flow got lost. And it's funny, because in that moment, I felt really bad. I felt like, oh my God, I've never had a conversation with someone who didn't resonate with the way I was sharing about the Gene Keys. Like, it actually blew my mind. And for her, she had her own experience. And so this conversation happened probably in October, November. It's March now, and it's like, it's been several months. And this was on my mind. And I was like, okay, this is what happened. You had a podcast interview with someone and that's it. And then the meaning is like, okay, well, it didn't go to plan and I felt really awkward and I don't know what she's thinking. So what I did, because I wasn't going to be a victim of, you know, I could have been someone like, well, they didn't publish it. How dare they? I shared my expertise. I showed up. I did this. I did that. They didn't publish it. I could have pointed fingers. I could have been a victim in that situation. But what I did instead was I emailed and I asked, I was like, hey, it's been a couple months since we connected. Curious if you had a chance to publish your podcast episode, because if you have, I want to make sure that I'm supportive and I promote it. And then she emailed me back and she said, I haven't listened to it since we did it because it doesn't feel like my best work, because she talked about the conversation where we're in the Gene Keys and it didn't click. And I was like, perfect. I understand why this isn't working. And I emailed her back and I said, just because this conversation didn't click, it doesn't mean that we're bad podcasters. It doesn't mean anything. And if that doesn't feel like your best work, I 100% don't blame you if you don't want to publish it. I did not make it personal. And frankly, I actually nourished that relationship because I didn't project my feelings. I didn't ask her to console me. I didn't ask her to validate me. I didn't people please or apologize. I just acknowledged what it is that she said, because ultimately what she said to me is that it didn't feel like her best work. She said nothing about me. She didn't say anything about me. It has nothing to do with me. It felt like it wasn't her best work. But for me, I had my own experience and I thought, okay, for me, that felt like that wasn't my best work. So we had the same story. But it was coming forward, taking responsibility, taking my emotions out of it, allowed me to create an empowering context. I have two more stories for you, just because I really want you to fucking get this and to see how it can apply to business and it can apply to anything in your life, any relationships with people. So over the last couple months, I started seeing a therapist. And one of the things that I was unpacking in therapy was my experience of being the eldest of three daughters, being 8 to 10 years older than my younger sisters, and having experiences in my life where I didn't feel invited or included in certain events with my family. So, you know, they would go on trips, they would go and eat dinner, they'd go out and do these things together, and I wouldn't be invited. And so for a very long time, I had stories about this. I really did. I was like, oh my God, I'm not worthy of this daughter. Like, they don't see me as the others. Like, I'm not invited. They're not thinking about me. They think I'm too busy. I had a fucking encyclopedia of reasons why I wasn't invited. And I was very disempowered by this. And so in therapy, I had this conversation, and the way that she explained what it means to take things personally, like for me, I asked her, we were in the session, I'm like, what the fuck does it mean to not take things personally? Because people say this all the time and something's not clicking. And she told me that not taking something personally means that we're not making it about our worthiness of a person. It's not about us. And so for me, this clicked back into the process that I just told you about what happened, what you make it mean, and the vicious cycle. And so I remember sitting in the session with her and I was like, okay, I'm going to have a conversation with my mom to address this. And I remember I held back for a very long time because I was ruminating and I was imagining the conversation, and I could just see myself being a victim and projecting onto her, like, you need to take responsibility for my feelings. You haven't been considerate of me as your daughter. There's a lot of that. And I was like, I don't want to project this. And so funnily enough, literally the day before my birthday, I go out for lunch with her and my bavo, and we're sitting at the ballet, and the ballet is about to start, and my mom is showing me pictures of the dinner that they went on for my stepdad's birthday, and it was like her, my two sisters, and him. And I'm looking at this, and it was insane. I was literally having an out-of-body experience, and I was looking at this objectively, and I thought, wow, like she's literally showing me an experience of them going and doing something without me. Like, she's not malicious. She's not doing this to hurt my feelings. She's literally just sharing, like, oh yeah, we went out for dinner for your stepdad's birthday and blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there and I thought, okay, this is the time. And this has been sitting on my brain for probably 5 months. And I asked her and I said, Mom, how come you don't invite me out to dinners with the family? And she immediately shared with me how it's more expensive. They don't have the same amount of money that they have before. My sisters are still living at home. If she invites me, then she has to invite Guillaume. And then, you know, I have to invite my sister's boyfriend. And she just started going on and talking about how, you know, whenever we go to this restaurant, people expect us to pay. And I just sat there and I listened to her. And I realized in that moment that me not being invited out to dinner with my family has nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do with the perception of money that my mom has. And in that moment, I listened to her and I realized how fucking liberated I was, because her decisions and what she does has nothing to do with me. And I thought, okay. And I also entertained the thoughts, like, I feel like me having an open ajna, I can really pull this apart. I could see it as being empty and meaningless, and it's about her experience with money. But then I can also see how I really had the opportunity to think, you know, you're not treating your daughters the same, you're not considering my feelings, like, how dare you say it's too expensive to take your child for dinner. Like, there's so many things that I could have fucking said that made me a victim. And I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And so my mom shared this with me, and I thought, wow. And I just accepted it. And what I started to do is I started to look at the other ways that I get to connect with my family and the other experiences that I have that maybe my younger sisters don't have. And so it's just, again, with the taking responsibility. Now I'm going to share a third story with you. You're hearing all about my trauma healing, okay? And I'm sharing this because I really want you to fucking get this so you can apply it to your life and your business. Third story. Situation is now with my biological dad. I've shared on my channel, you know, quite a few times my experience of growing up with my biological dad. He's someone who we have very different values. We just operate differently in terms of how we value our health. He's somebody that drinks a lot. He does whatever he wants. And when he gets mad, he just says whatever he wants to say. And he's not somebody that has held space for my feelings. And so, again, being in therapy, using the tools that I have through personal development, I applied the same process after I had this breakthrough with my mom with my biological dad, because we haven't spoken in over a year now. And I was really mad for a very long time. I thought, how dare he block me on Facebook and not talk to me, and he doesn't think about my feelings. And it was a lot. And when I look back at what happened, my dad and I had a disagreement about drinking and driving. I was obviously sharing my experience about what it was like for him to drink and drive with me. He reacted to that. I reacted to him. He blocked me on Facebook. We haven't talked in over a year. That's what happened. And after that, it created a really big trigger response for me, because I'm obviously 34. At the time, I was 33. No, at the time, I was 32. But at that point, it's like, oh my God, it brings up everything from the past. Oh my God, this is how you treated me when I was 5, when I was 6, when I was 7. This was the time I felt unsafe. This was another time when you got mad. Here's when you kicked me out. Here's when you didn't come to my university graduation. Everything comes up, because the body is trying to create safety, and it is reacting to get the fuck away from the experience. And so I dealt with these feelings for almost a year. You know, not talking with my biological dad, having a lot of stories, like really not looking at what happened and taking responsibility for my experience. And so after I had this realization with my mom, I sat down and I looked at, okay, this is my experience with my dad. And I was sitting with it and I thought, okay, so he's somebody who reacted to me. He blocked me on Facebook. He's, you know, cut me out of his life several times. He's raised his voice. He's sworn. He's done all these things. And you think that has anything to do with me, but I was sitting there and I thought, wow, this man has no capacity to regulate his emotions or hold space for other people. And that's it. And so when I looked at that, I thought, well, that actually has nothing to do with me. That has to do with his communication, his emotional intelligence, his ability to take responsibility for himself. That's all about him. It has nothing to do with me. I never did anything to deserve this treatment. And that's it. And I could say I never did anything to deserve the treatment and be a victim about it, but that's just a fact. I didn't do anything to deserve the treatment. It's just something that happened. It's what happened. And what I make it mean is that it has nothing to do with me. So I hope that these three different experiences, like me talking about business, me talking about my freaking parents, because I know a lot of people in some ways are going to be able to relate to being triggered by family members. And through me having this realization, it's been very empowering, because I really get to take responsibility for myself. And when I look at this is my ability to take responsibility for myself, it really means, and it means the same for you, that nothing can fuck with us. It doesn't matter what somebody does, what somebody says, what happens, what didn't happen. We don't have to make it mean anything about us. And when we do that, we maintain our energy to focus on what needs to be done in order to achieve our mission, our values, and to connect with our ideal clients and be of service. And that's ultimately when you're looking at people who are making a lot of money and who have grown their business and have a lot of visibility and have worked with a lot of clients. Those people have mastered this. They don't take little things. They don't take moleholes and turn them into mountains. It's like, that's what happened. This is what I made it mean. I'm taking responsibility for that and I'm moving on. And so it really is a tool for self-empowerment. And of course, I'm going to tell you this because my goal is to empower as many entrepreneurs as possible to give you the tools that you can continue to show up in your business, continue to show up for your clients, and continue to make a huge difference for the people that you work with. So I hope that you found these examples today very enlightening and that you feel a weight be lifted off your shoulders, because this is the depth that I take my clients to when I work with them, because I know this makes all the difference. This allows you to be independent, so you're not codependent on me to hold space for your feelings, but it's like, how can you be responsible for this so that nothing fucks with you? That's what it comes down to. What I want you to know as I wrap this conversation up is that until April 7th, the doors for the Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series Mastermind are open. And what I talked about with you today is one of the many things that I'm going to cover in this mastermind for a month. And the purpose of this mastermind is for you to get really clear on your step-by-step process of what is needed for you to launch a masterclass to get people into your paid program. The things I'm going to be covering are getting really specific in terms of your ideal client and your niche, a proper content strategy, the automations that need to be done in the back end, the emails to send, what to take screenshots of, how to have the hype, how to leverage the audience that you have. There's so many things in here. But one of the other really important pieces that I bring in are obviously mindset, energetics, human design, and gene keys. And so I decided that for the month of April, I'm calling in a group of entrepreneurs to be able to work with them. And just especially in today's conversation, pull all of the bullshit back so that you can show the fuck up unapologetically. Your past does not define you. The things that you thought you should have achieved that you haven't achieved yet don't define you. You are a clear slate to take responsibility for yourself and to show up and fulfill your mission in your business. So you're going to find this link in the show notes so that you can sign up. And also, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Kayla G if you have any questions at all. If you want to ask me anything, just message me and I'll be happy to help you. And with that being said, I want to thank everyone for listening today. And if you can take a moment to subscribe to the channel and leave a review, that would be incredible. And I'm really excited to chat with you in the next episode.